Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. Significantly better than last week, because I'm finally starting to feel better.
But, perfect.
Yeah. How are you doing? How's things over there?
No complaints. I'm just happy that you're feeling better. It sounds like it's still lingering a little bit.
Yeah, I still have some annoying symptoms, but I have a little bit more energy at least. So yeah. We're on the upswing. I just got to keep going. I've been in my house and I literally haven't left my house other than to take a walk around the block in, like, I think I'm on day 8 or 9, and I'm just like flashing back to 2 years ago, like, how the heck did I do this?
Yeah, not
I am going absolutely crazy. I keep thinking of all the things I want to do or like need to do, and I'm like, can't do that, can't leave the house. Like, I really just want to go to like Michael's or a craft show or a craft store or something to like get more decorations, because I've just been staring at my house and like, I could get some more decorations, but it's been a lot of online shopping. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you've been doing some house projects or something like that, maybe. Who knows?
Not really. I've been definitely a bum. I've cleaned the house, which is very important and much needed. Even before I got sick, the house had been needing just like a total pickup and reorganized. So
good.
We're getting there. We're getting there. A lot of Netflix watching, let's be honest. I've just been binging a lot of TV shows.
What's the best thing you've watched in the past week and a half?
I guess best thing too, but like most proudest, I finally watched Bridgerton, because I know I'm like 2 years too late on that, but everyone was obsessed with it, and I won't watch things or do things or try things if it's people telling me like, oh my god, this is so good, you're gonna love it, you need to watch it. Mm-hmm. I will not watch it, because then I have that expectation. So I needed to watch it on my own terms. So I'm finally watching Bridgerton, and it is adorable and I love it.
I have not watched that one, so
it's silly, but I like it. It's cheesy, and I feel like I'm gonna be starting to talk in a British proper accent from here on out.
Please spare us, don't do that.
I won't do it.
Good. The things are going well over here. I'm going to be going on vacation next week, so there will be no episode for next week. So I'm excited. We're just going to upstate. It's not really upstate New York, but like the Adirondacks in New York. So that'll be fun, just to like kind of be in the mountains a little bit. Just we're going with my best friend and his wife. My wife and his wife are now best friends as well. So, we're bringing, of course, Cora, my daughter's going to come. We're not going to leave her home. But, and then Jasper, our little dog, he's going to be coming too.
So. Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Just a nice, like, five day getaway. So, yeah, it'll be
perfect.
Good. Cool. Well, let's get started. We got lots to talk about tonight. Magic Band Plus launched as of today, the day we're recording, July 27th. Some other small quick topics. We got some details on the new Moana attraction, the Journeys of Water over in Epcot. And then details about the Boardwalk Deli that is coming. And then we have a listener question. So before we get started, let's talk about our sponsor, Park Snacker. It's a new and free mobile app for Disney fans. You can rate, review, and discover over 60,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. And it's also great seeing the food and wine food and wine ratings come in, so that's fun. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on, browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. Just head over to parksnacker.com to download the app, available on iOS or Android. Again, go to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World.
And keep your stomach happy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I need to find a new place for it. I was listening to you say it, and I'm like, I don't know where I should interrupt him, but I'd want to keep your stomach happy. I just don't know when to keep it happy.
What I'll do is I'll create a new sentence to end it with, and it'll flow better into what you have to say.
All right. It's a work in progress.
Yeah. Finally, we talked about it a few weeks ago, but finally, Doug is back from his honeymoon. I told you, we, Android users had the top list of food and drinks, the top 100 list of food and drinks at Walt Disney World. As of today, it is now available on iOS.
Yay!
So go ahead and update your app to version 2.1.0 and you'll have the new update. Just go to the main menu. If you're familiar with the Epcot Festival Hub, it's literally right underneath there. So we created the Park Snacker Top 100. It is based on all of the ratings that all of the, you know, you, the snackers, the users have put into the app. So, you know, we have a calculation for it, which I've mentioned. It's not just all five star. Like, if you're just like curious, like, how come like a 4.3 item is higher than a 4.8? Well, you know, we have a formula to go up there. Because if we just did 5.0s, you'd have like one item rated 5.0 to be the entire list. So. So download that, make sure you update your app. If it's not updated already, just manually update your app for iOS. So
yep, I just updated mine today and I started looking through it, and it is really cool to see. I'm not gonna lie, I really enjoyed looking through it, and I agree with most of them. I think it's a pretty solid list.
Yeah, it's going to be cool once more snacks, or not just snacks, but food and anything, food and drinks go in there, because you'll see it changing. We want to eventually update it where it like has like red and green arrows. Ooh. For like when it shifts and stuff like that. We didn't do it for this just because it's a little bit more complicated and we don't have too many users yet. So the list isn't going to be shifting dramatically like every week. But yeah, that list will update as more ratings go in. So
it is really cool. It, not shocked too. The Dole Whip is number one.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that go into the algorithm is like how many ratings, like for our ratings to work, an item needs to have at least 7 ratings. So, you know, the Dole Whip has, I think, one of the most ratings.
47 ratings.
It's the item that has the most amount of ratings, and it's also rated very highly. So, that's definitely going to be at the top. So, you know, everyone has a Dole Whip, so, you know. But
Corn Dog Nuggies are number 5. I support this decision.
Corn Dog Nuggies.
Take a look through that list, though. It's really, I think it's so fun.
It's fun to check out. You know, it'll help. Hopefully, it'll help you plan, you know, some of the things that you want to eat on your trip. So, all right. So before we get to our quick topics, I have one quick thing. So the car rental stuff we were talking about last week, just some follow up to that. I put out a questionnaire on Instagram. I got a lot of feedback there. You know, I asked, hey, do you rent a car? I can't remember the question I exactly asked. But like, I asked them, what's the car rental situation been like at MCO? Because that's the thing that was kind of scaring me most. I got such mixed reactions, you know, people saying, oh, I had no issues, picked up the car fine, dropped it off fine. I had some people saying, oh, I had to wait a really long time. But then I saw other people say, oh, you know, I saw long lines for, say, Budget, but short lines for Alamo. And then like vice versa, whatever. So it was very mixed. I even had one of our listeners, sent me a great email, talking about her experience renting a car. She said they had a really good experience and it was worth it because they were also staying off property. So they needed it. But she also mentioned how the security at Contemporary and Polynesian just like let them park there because they were going to check out the resort. So I was, that's, you know, usually they're pretty strict. So I was surprised by that. Maybe you just get lucky sometimes, who knows? But yeah, so I think so my mind changed again. I'm not going to go into the whole conversation, but as of right now, I do want to just try the car rental thing out one, like at least once. So I think we're going to keep it for now. That's my decision now. And I'm going to leave it there.
So. Okay. I think that's a smart choice.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed having a rental car the past couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to mention, because I didn't even like think about this at all. Liz, again, the listener to Liz who wrote in the email, she mentioned about tolls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I think if you rent a car, you can get a Sun Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. I have to look at her email. But do you know how it works? Because it's like you rent a Sun Pass like thing for your car, or like the car rental place will charge you for the tolls. Yep. Are you familiar with it?
Only kind of. But what we actually ended up doing, and I'm not sure, I can't remember why we did it this way, but we actually bought our own SunPass, EasyPass thingy or whatever.
Yeah.
Off of whatever, online, and then had it delivered to our house, and we just traveled with it. We flew down with it, put it in the car. That way it's our permanent thing and it's attached to our accounts. But I do know that, yeah, rental cars you can either add on or just pay afterwards. I think we didn't want to do that because it was part of Nick's business trip. And so sometimes the charges don't show up until like weeks later or something. And so that was going to be harder for him to track for like business and stuff. But if that's not an issue to you, I mean, definitely go through. I would add it on through the rental car, please.
Yeah. Well, good thing for us, like we've had Easy Pass for years now. And you know, I know Easy Pass, like it's at least in the New England area. I don't know if it's like all over the country. I have no idea. But I just asked some friends who just drove down to Florida. Actually, my Park Snacker partner, Doug, him and his wife, they drove down recently and they use their Easy Pass in Florida. So it works. So I'm going to just bring my Easy Pass and just, you know, use it for the trip. So I don't have to worry about that. But if you're renting a car, that was like, thank you, Liz, for sending that in, because that's the first time I like ever even thought of that. I never thought about the tolls and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you're staying on property, you won't hit tolls probably at all, except for to and from the airport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you're staying off property, like when we stayed off property May of 2021, every single time we got on and off the highway, we had a toll or whatever. So it definitely adds up if you're staying off property, I guess, depending on where you stay. Mm-hmm. But, yep, something to think about.
Cool. Yeah. Good call out. So that is the car rental follow-up. So thanks, everyone, for sending in your feedback on that. All right. So, you know, we're in the quick topics now. I want to go before we get the Magic Band Plus. I want to run through some of the other quick things. Tomorrow, or as this episode airs, July 28th, Victoria and Albert's, the Grand Floridian reopens. So, yep, that's exciting. It looks beautiful in there. I was like comparing to what it used to look like to what it looks like now. And yeah, they did some really great renovations in there. Again, not doing it anytime soon, but it is a bucket list item to get there eventually. So
nice.
Yeah. Victoria and Albert's reopens today. And then Chicken Guy. Katie, have you ever been to Chicken Guy yet in Disney Springs?
I have not. No, it looks fun. Mostly, I'm a sucker for dipping sauces, and I hear they have the best dipping sauces. Mm-hmm. So, I honestly don't spend much time at Springs, so there's not much I've done there.
Okay. Yeah, I feel Springs is a good, like, we're going for, like, a few hours and for dinner on our trip, but, like, just, like, once. You know, I feel like it's a good thing if you have, like, an extended trip. But I've never been the Chicken Guy, but the sauces, yeah, apparently are phenomenal. But they actually expanded. They were doing some renovations. They expanded their indoor seating. This place is really popular, from what I understand. And the seating space was much needed. They needed more. So as of today, it has reopened. So there's more indoor seating. It expanded into the gift shop of Planet Hollywood. So if you're eating over at Chicken Guy, you know, maybe you'll get a table now, I guess.
Yeah. So. Nice.
Yeah. So Disney, next topic, Disney might be teasing us a little bit, because this past week on their social media, they posted a photo of cast members and how they're training for the reopening of the train at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. So
it is.
Yeah. They always drop that stuff just to, like, tease us a little bit when things are getting close, you know?
Well, and I mean, so the reason that the train's been down has been because of Tron construction, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I suppose with Tron kind of nearing completion-ish, maybe the train will start coming back pretty much as soon as Tron opens. I don't know. I'm interested to see it. I love the train. I am so excited for it to come back, and I think it has been sorely missed.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I even rode the train. Maybe 2013. I don't know if I've ridden it since then.
I mean, for me, it must have been from when I worked at Disney in 2014. Because, yeah, I don't think I've done it on any of my vacations. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did. Maybe I took Nick on it one time. But, yeah, it's been a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. It closed down because they needed to rip up some of the track for the Tron construction. You know, they need to put that track back down. You know, Tron is... It's nearing like the end, it seems like, because they're test running the track. You know, people have taken videos of the train, not the train, the Magic Kingdom train, but I should say the cart, mm-hmm. the coaster. You know, there's video of that moving along. You know, I think the pavement is starting to go in with the pathways. They actually just closed down the I don't know if the whole gift shop, a part of the gift shop, you know, where Space Mountain, mm-hmm. I think they actually closed the whole thing because that gift shop is going to, I guess they're going to expand it a lot more because Tron and Space Mountain are both being let out into that gift shop from what they said. Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they said that. I've read that last week. It's closing down, so Space Mountain's going to have a temporary exit. And, yeah, people are going to get dumped into the gift shop. So I assume it's going to get extended because, yeah.
It's not very big.
No, it's not. And I remember, like, coming out of Space Mountain, it's kind of crowded in there. So maybe mm-hmm. they're going to make it a bit more airy and open. Kind of like what they're doing with like all of their new stores, just kind of changing things up. Because from what I see is, you know, what's the new Creations? What is it? Creation Shops in Epcot. Epcot mm-hmm. that feels much more open. The new World of Disney feels much more open. So hopefully they do that with this because yeah, people are going to be getting dumped into that. So. But yeah, you know, hopefully with this tease of the photo, you know, I hope the train is going to be coming back. I mean, I know it's going to be coming back soon, but how soon will it come back before Tron, mm-hmm. after Tron at the same time? You know, I'm kind of betting that the train will be back before Tron. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. Because if you think about it, all they really needed to do was fix a little piece of the track, because mm-hmm. now that Tron is built, at least its main, I don't know, structures are in place, they can yep. easily just put the train back together. So yeah, I think it'll come maybe not much sooner than Tron, but I do think it'll open up again yeah. before Tron.
Yeah,
plus
I think
Tron's never gonna open, so
yeah, I think once they put that track down, like, they can just pretty much open it. Like, I feel like yep. the trains are ready to go. Like, I think things are good. All they have to do is lay down that track and we're set. So
now my question is, are they going to start doing the train show in the morning, like the welcome show that they used to do?
Because
that was always my most favorite thing.
I really hope they bring that back, because that would, like, that just makes the morning even more magical.
Yeah.
You know, I think it just gets people so hyped. I hope so, because, you know, they would always bring a family onto the train mm-hmm. that morning. You know, mm-hmm. I always wondered how they pick those people. I have no idea. But yeah, I would hope so. You know, anything they bring back is always a plus. So it would be a shame if they didn't do that.
I know. Maybe not the full show, but I'm sure at least they would have characters waving like they yeah. do on the other side of the station. But
for sure.
The main show is cute. I guess it is kind of different now, though, because they used to not even let you into Main Street before the park opened. But now that they let you into Main Street, an hour or whatever before.
Yeah.
Maybe it would make timing weird. I don't know. Hopefully they do something, because I liked that show.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with the train. So that was fun. All right, so one of the bigger things is, you know, Magic Band Plus launched today. So I want to talk about my experience with it and just a, you know, correction from last week and a bit more info. Yeah. So first, correction from last week, we talked about how the prices for the new bands are going to be $35. So we weren't wrong, but I read it wrong. It was prices are actually starting at $35. Mm. So at the retail price for the solid color Magic Band Plus, just like blank, you know, like blue or red or whatever, those start at $35. If you want a special design, Those are $45. So the pre-arrival pricing was $34, like it was $10 cheaper mm-hmm. for like the special design. Was it $34 or $32? No, maybe it was $34. I'm trying to remember 34. What I paid this morning. I think it was wow, I can't remember now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it was 30. I think it was 35. And then 25 for the solid color, I'm pretty sure. So it was like a $10 discount. So this morning, you know, I woke up and I literally grabbed my phone. I'm like, all right, let me see if they're available. I went into my Disney Experience. I went to my Magic Band section, and sure enough, I was able to purchase all of the Magic Bands right away. So they were all there. I'm like, oh, these are cool. They were, at least, you know, they said at least like 25 designs. I went in there. They had a lot of cool ones. I know, Katie, you had a favorite, right?
Yeah, I liked all of the designs, actually. They were really cute. There were none that I really hated, but there's a Monsters University one, and I am a sucker for anything Monsters University. Like, I'm pretty sure I have more college paraphernalia for Monsters University than the college I actually went to. So if I were to ever get one, that would definitely be high up on my list, but I'm dying to know which ones you got.
Yeah, well, real quick with the Monsters University, like, I'm not knocking the movie because I really liked it, but it is not the most popular Pixar movie. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious why, out of like all the designs they could have started with, like, why Monsters, Inc.? So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a fan that they did. I think that they have a decent amount of Monsters University merch, though.
Yeah,
they really do. Like, I have I have so much Monsters University crap. More popular than we think.
Yeah, maybe Disney realized they probably have numbers that Monsters like University merch sells better than just like mm-hmm. regular Monsters.
Oh, merch. I definitely agree with that. You don't see anything of just like normal Monsters Inc.
Yeah,
stuff. Maybe. You always see it's Monsters University.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so lots of cool ones. I was debating between a few. They had a food one with all the like the different snacks on it. I just didn't really like the main band color. It was just like reddish pink color. It just mm-hmm. I don't know, it didn't do much for me. I'm not like against like red or pink, but like the color I just wasn't like a fan of. I wish it was like something a little bit different. There was a Mickey Mouse one that I really liked, but it was like gray, and I was like, I just don't want like a gray band. I want something different, mm-hmm. something a bit more color. The good thing was they had a mom and dad Magic Band, and I got the dad one. It was blue, and it has Mickey Mouse on it. So I'm like, okay, I think that's good. You know, it shows that I'm a dad. It shows that I like Mickey Mouse.
It's so cute.
Yeah. So I'm going to be proud wearing that one. So I'm excited to get that. So
you're melting my heart. Oh my God. So did Melissa get the mom one?
No. So I asked her, I'm like, hey, do you want this mom one, or do you want like a Minnie Mouse one? Do you want any of these? She's like, no, I'm just get me like a regular old band. So I literally got her just a new pink, like nice. Regular band, Magic Band, not Magic Band Plus. So, and then I bought I'm not going to say what it is because I know my mom and sister don't listen to this, you know, I'm surprising them with the magic mm-hmm. bands. I'm not going to say what they are just in case, but I did buy two bands for them. So excited about that.
Nice. Well, you're going to have to text me. Because I don't do well with not knowing these things.
Yeah. I'll tell you right after the call ends. Yeah, so I'll let you know.
That's good.
Yeah, so I bought mine this morning, no problems. Then I went on like Disney's website just to see if there were like what they were selling, if there were any more. Because I bought it through like the special like pre-arrival section. Mm-hmm. But there was nothing up. But then I learned that they didn't go on sale till 10 a.m., and apparently like at 10 a.m. there was like a very long queue on the website, but I went on at 11:30 and I got in like Disney's website, no problem whatsoever.
Nice.
And like the Disney's website was actually smart enough where if you were signed into your account, like they would actually bring you directly to like your resort reservation and to like pick bands with the pre-arrival price. So I thought that was good. So
that is cool.
Yeah. And then, there were like really long lines like in the parks and at Disney Springs to like people wanted them right away. So there were super long lines for that. And then what I read was one of the notable issues was that guests are experiencing that the bands have little to no charge when they purchase it. But to me, that's normal because any electronic you buy, there's either little to no charge. And that's mostly because of like shipping. Like, I don't know what kind of batteries they have, but usually with like lithium batteries, like you're not supposed to like ship those at like a full charge. So I totally understand that. But it's creating a negative guest experience because people want to use these bands right away. And again, like we said last week, like you can still use them, but like they won't have the extra colors and stuff. And apparently there was like an update, that, you know, goes out because, you know, it's electronic. So now these things can get sent an update from the Disney app and get downloaded onto the watch. So say like Fantasmic comes out and you want the watch to glow with Fantasmic, you know, Disney can send an update there. So, nice. So if you're buying one in the parks, just know that this thing might not have, as much charge. I was reading literally right before we came on here. I think it was Blog Mickey. Oh, I still have it here. BlogMickey.com wrote up an article saying how long it actually takes to do like a full charge. And they are estimating that it takes about like 90 minutes to do like a full charge.
That's not bad. And also like a heads up too, if you are doing the pre-arrival ones, because those get shipped to you ahead of time, obviously. But don't forget, charge it up before you go.
Yep, exactly, yeah. And I'm just going to be charging these things every night. And then Blog Mickey was saying that the Batu Bounty Hunters game depletes the battery pretty fast. So
shocker.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It seems like it's probably going to be one of the more interactive things. I did see, I don't know who posted it, if it was strictly from Disney Parks or whatever, but as I was scrolling through, I saw someone posted a video of like actually interacting with the Bounty Hunter game. I wasn't at a good point that I could actually stop and watch it, but I'm interested to see how like that whole experience is, because that does seem pretty cool. Like I liked playing in like the Disney Play app with Batu, but so I don't know. I'm excited, I think, to see how that pans out and if it really works. I mean, it's a bummer that it does deplete your battery, but again, that kind of makes sense. It's a pretty high-tech thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see. This is just like one test. They came out today. You know, we'll see how things progress with it. Yep. So, and then yeah, like this past week, I put up a poll on Instagram asking if like people are gonna buy these, if they're gonna wait, if they're gonna buy them all. And most people have like, I got like a lot of people are not interested in these things from according to the poll that I did. I actually wish I saved the results, which I didn't, of course. But from what when I kept checking up on it, people were not like too interested.
You can go
in
back
bands.
In and look. You can go back in and look at your past stories.
Can you really?
I'll teach you how.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Create.
Oh, wait, like in the history, right?
Either history or like if you create, what I usually do is I'll create a fake highlight and you can pull past stories and it'll say the results.
Oh, okay.
The more you know. That's usually how I do for like question boxes, because I'll never remember to look for question responses, so I'll always go back in and create a fake highlight. I don't know if that's the best way to do it, but that's the way I do it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take a look at this later because I do see it, so I'm gonna have to go back. But anyways, nice. I'm not gonna have the results right now, but that's good to know. Instagram like shadow banned me today,
which Instagram's a jerk. I'm so annoyed at Instagram right now.
Yeah, I think because I was posting like a ton of stories at once or something, then I posted a reel, then I quickly tried to post another reel, and like it wouldn't upload my second reel. And I was, and I read like what, like it was giving me some like weird error message, like we're trying to keep the community safe, and people like, oh yeah, you got shadow banned. So I had to wait like an hour and a half to like finally post my reel. Anyways,
so. You're just such a rule breaker. God forbid you post the content that Instagram wants to see.
I know. So. So yeah, that's Magic Band Plus. It launched today. I'm excited for it. Write in, tell me, you know, the listeners, did you buy one today? Which one did you get? What are your thoughts on this? And yeah, just anything about that. But Katie, guess what I did today?
What did you do today?
So I took out the old glow with the show ears.
Oh my God.
I put batteries in them to see if it still worked, and it did. And oh, no. I was like, yes, I'm very happy they still work. So I'm gonna bring mine. Well, they're very annoying to pack. There's just like no easy way to pack them.
You're gonna have to wear them on the plane.
I might. I'll just like my. You'll just see the ears just glowing as like you know like the seats in the airplane. You'll just see.
Too bad you're not taking like a red eye flight or something. They'd be glowing.
yeah. So, but yeah, I put batteries in them today, and you know, just to see if it was working, because I'm curious if they still work, like with like the nighttime shows. I gotta find that out.
So. I wonder if they always worked because they were actually in tune with the specific show, or if it just picked up on like musical cues or something, right? Like it has to be show specific because it lit up a specific color, right? So if you think about it, Illuminations is not there anymore. Wishes / Happily Ever After, or when I don't know when you got them, if it was Wishes era or Happily Ever After
I got them in 2013.
So for Wishes
Fantasmic.
Era. Yeah. So none of those three shows exist.
Yeah, so but I'd be interested to see. I wonder though if the same technology is in these bands to get something. I don't know.
So. I don't know. I'm excited to see your results, but I have low hopes for you. I think they'll still glow pretty, but I don't know that they will glow with the show just because they're different shows. I'm not smart enough to know how that technology kind of stuff works. So I just miss Wishes.
Yeah.
And Fantasmic.
Yeah. Hopefully Fantasmic soon. Probably soon. All right, so let's get on to some of the other news stories for today. You know, Moana, you know, we've been talking about the Journeys of Water that is coming to Epcot. It is going to be pretty much behind Spaceship Earth in the new World Celebration area. I can't remember any of these sections.
Sounds right.
Anymore. I'm curious how this is going to fit in with the rest of the... I'm not going to get into not understanding what they're doing with Epcot. I'm just going to wait till it's all done and then I'll figure it out.
Fair. That's probably smart.
Yeah. The new Joe Rohde, AKA Zach Ridley, who's an Imagineer.
He's not the new. I'm sorry. He's not the new Joe Rohde. No one could be Joe Rohde.
When I mean the new Joe Rohde, no, he will never be as good as Joe Rohde. When I mean the new Joe Rohde, the face of Imagineering.
Okay, fair. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll allow it.
Zach Ridley is like the Imagineer where Disney is like, post this on your Instagram because we allow you to.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
He's the go-to guy now. And I have no idea what he does, but he's an Imagineer. But he posted a new image of the Moana, like a graphic of what the Moana attraction is going to look like. And he gave some details on it. So this is going to be, which we already knew, this was going to be an exploration trail that will allow guests to play with, in quote, like living water. So, in quote from Zach Ridley, graphics like these will guide guests through the cycle of water in fun and engaging ways to tell our story of the vital link we share with water across our planet and inspire the important role we all share in preserving this life-giving and life-sustaining precious resource. So the graphic is similar to what you would see in the movie Moana, you know, the Polynesian or Hawaiian graphic style with the lettering and the artwork. And pretty much it's an image of just how water is working, how it starts in the sky, it comes down through the stream, through the wetland, through the spring, into the land, and out from the lake to the river to the ocean, and then back into the sky, and, you know, it's a big circle. So with that, you know, this exploration trail will show you how water is just, you know, moving in that circle. So it's cool, because what I'm excited about is Epcot used to be the, like, edutainment, mm-hmm. like, you know, edutainment park, where every attraction was some kind of, you know, they're educating you on something. So I think this is a fun way to bring in edutainment using an IP that Disney owns. So they're using Moana to talk about how life is important and how it goes through our cycle, or how, you know, how it works with us in life and such. So I'm more excited about this now. I was kind of worried about this. I'm still worried about how it's just going to match everything. But I think, you know, with this fun little detail, it just excites me to know that they're kind of bringing the old Epcot back slightly of edutainment. So yeah. What do you make of this?
I completely agree. I miss the olden days of Epcot and edutainment. I didn't know that was a word, but that is exactly what it is. And I think this is also a really good use of IP, because, mm-hmm. I mean, this is one single visual. I have no idea what it's actually going to look like. But I think as long as they don't, like, just throw random Moana characters in your face constantly and have, you know, Moana just talking about it, or have Hey Hey or Pua or something, like, going through it with you, I think this is a great way to use the IP without relying on the IP for the, like, actual bulk of the content, if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how this works out, because that whole using IP but as a additive versus as the main plot is a big thing that Joe Rohde always talked about. Like, you can use pieces of it, but you don't actually use the whole. You don't put Mr. Incredible in the contemporary bedroom. Like, you don't need to do that. That's not right. So I have high hopes for this, honestly. And I think this is, I can't visualize how it fits into Epcot right now. But we'll see, you know. Yeah. Epcot's just a bunch of puzzle pieces laying out right now. And eventually, ideally, it'll form one nice picture.
Yeah. Yeah. One can only hope. So. So that was that bit of news. And then the second here is, you know, we kind of talked about a few weeks ago, the Boardwalk Bakery, how it was closing down and the new Boardwalk Deli is coming in. So if you've been to the Boardwalk in the past week or so, there's been a lot of stuff, construction, but a lot of stuff happening. So the Boardwalk Bakery closed, but they were also ripping down all of the, facades or marketing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever was left on the outside of the ESPN Club is now stripped down, because that's where the cake bake shop is coming. That it's going into the ESPN Club. And we talked about it again when it was announced like a month or so ago. This is a new restaurant and cake shop going into the ESPN Club. It was started by, I don't have her name in front of me, but there's a couple locations in Indiana. And, you know, whenever I think of Boardwalk, I also think of Indiana. So this makes perfect sense to me. That was sarcasm, Katie.
I was going to say, like, I feel like... That is not true. I'm like, I don't know.
Katie, you should have. Sorry, we're not in video this week again, but Katie shot me a look like, are you serious? And I'm like, no, I'm being sarcastic. I'm from New Jersey, the where we live, eat, and breathe boardwalks.
Even us Midwesterners need some cake, okay? We just need
But I just don't understand why this cake bake shop from Indiana, like, is coming to a boardwalk. Like, I just wish they had, like, something different. And anyways, okay. I'm going to, hold judgment until it actually, you know, gets here. But the ESPN Club decor is finally ripped down. It is bare on the outside. So we'll be seeing, you know, I guess some stuff happening over there soon. But yeah, the Boardwalk Bakery came down. So Disney announced a lot of new details over there, mostly food details. So the new Boardwalk Deli is coming up. And this is inspired by the Northeast region, with a menu that takes you on a road trip of classic sweet and savory flavors from New York to the Jersey Shore. So, you know, I'm excited because this is, a little bit of home for me. There's nothing better than like a good deli in our area. I just love deli. Deli sandwiches, no joke, are my favorite food of all time. Any kind of deli sandwich, I just love. Super excited to, see that going. Even when I went to the Boardwalk Bakery, I got a really good sandwich from there. It was this ham and Swiss sandwich. They're bringing back like a new version of it, but it's a Reuben sandwich. I'm excited for this because there's just lots of fun options. There's going to be a signature Italian sub. There's going to be a warm pastrami sandwich, like I said, a roasted chicken sandwich, a grilled cheese sandwich, and then a veggie crunch muffuletta. And then, we do have good bagels in New Jersey, probably the best bagels on the planet. Sorry, New York. I've worked in New York. And I used to have bagels all the time. They do not compare to New Jersey bagels. I'm sorry. New Jersey bagels are the best. But I don't think when I go to Florida, I'm ever going to get a bagel here. I'm spoiled up here. But, they're going to have breakfast sandwiches and stuff as well. So lots of desserts. They're going to have lots of fun desserts. And Disney, in the article, they said that a returning guest favorite is coming. And it's called Cinnamon Yummies. Hmm. Now, I legit tried to like Google this and I didn't see anything with like Boardwalk Bakery. I was able to find like recipes, but like when it comes to like Disney's, I'm like, I don't see anything. Hmm. Like, yeah, it was I see a recipe here for Cinnamon Yummies, but like even like if you do like a Google image search, I don't like see it. So. Anyways, apparently it's a guest favorite.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Katie, what are your thoughts here? Were you I can't remember the last time we talked about this. Have you been to the Boardwalk Bakery or are you a fan?
We stopped over there back in February on our last trip since we were staying at the beach club. excuse me. And I liked the bakery. I'm excited for this deli. I don't spend enough time, I think, at the Boardwalk to really have much of an opinion on it. It all sounds good. But yeah, I think the whole area could definitely use this refresh. I think ESPN was well overdue for some change. It all sounds really good.
Yeah. 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 If we end up going to Beach Club in September, I'm definitely going to stop by, here and, get like, they're going to have some crumb cake or like a cannoli. I'll get one of the cannolis over there, get like a dessert. So definitely going to be checking it out. The next thing they need to do is they need to fix Big River Grill. That just like, I don't hear anyone talking about it. Do you know what it is?
Is there like a brewery or something? Is that a brewery or something?
I don't know.
Sports bar thing?
I don't know it's either of those, but it's
Tell me what it is.
Big River Grill, yeah, the Disney Boardwalk. My wife and I ate there. And Brewing Works. So yeah, I guess they do brew their beer there.
Yeah, we looked at going there in February, but it had like a 2-hour wait or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't hear anyone talking about it. I think it's not a very popular place to go to. It's probably their food is. We ate there again 2013. The food was like decent, but. I just think maybe they need to change that up to something else too. Oh, they have a Wagyu burger. Oh, maybe I'll need to eat there. Just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah. The Boardwalk Deli is coming, which is exciting. And it's coming late summer. So it's gonna be a pretty quick turnaround. I assume that there's gonna be light touches redone inside. It's still gonna be the same kind of counter service in there. I can't imagine, like, this is going to be a quick turnaround. They just close it. It's going to be a reopening late summer. So, you know, either at the end of August or September. So this is coming soon. Very, very soon. So, all right. Well, that's all the news for today. Now, Katie, I have a listener question. Again, this is from my friend Jill. She sent me a bunch.
Thanks, Jill.
Yeah. So I didn't ask Instagram for more, but listeners, if you have a question that you want us to answer, anything, you know, vacation planning, food, whatever it is, like anything random that you just want to pick our brains about, just send those questions in to you know, matt@parksnacker.com, or reach out on any social media and I'll be sure to answer those. So, so Katie, she asked, have you ever experienced getting pixie dust, whether it's an upgrade, free items, or a surprise from a cast member? So Katie, any stories from you?
So I'm sure I have better stories than this, but the first one that popped into my head, because I didn't see this question until we started recording, so I haven't had enough time to go through my memory. But when I was a cast member there, I was there from May through January, right? My birthday is the end of April. I'm a very big birthday fan, so I was very sad that I couldn't celebrate my birthday at Disney. So naturally, I celebrated my half birthday at Disney. So in October, I went to Magic Kingdom with some friends and I had a little happy birthday button, but like the cast member wrote the little half birthday on it because of course it explained my story. I love my birthday very much. And we went to like Columbia Harbor House for dinner, and then we went to Pinocchio's Village House for something or another. I can't remember what we were just having a great Magic Kingdom day. Both times at Columbia Harbor House and Pinocchio's Village House, when we were ordering our food, both places gave me a free slushie. Like they had like their blue raspberry slushies with little Mickey straws on it. And I was like, I appreciate that. That's pretty fun. All for my half birthday, I got to have two blue slushies. I don't know. For whatever reason, that was the first story that popped into my head, and I can't think of any other ones, but it's always fun. What about you? Awesome. Do you have any fun stories?
No, it's always good. Yeah, I have one and another short one. Yeah, it's always fun getting the free drinks like that. That's fun. And you just reminded me, this is a story from my previous trip. Not having to do with a cast member, but you just reminded me of this. So I was in the Tune-In Lounge over in Hollywood Studios with my friends, and we each got a drink. And I got the Grandma's Punch, and inside of it had a light up cube. And I didn't want my cube. I just kind of like left it in there. So I left it at the bar. And then my friend and I walk away to go to like sit down in the chairs. And I see someone who is standing at the bar go and take the cube in my drink.
What?
And take it. And yeah, she like was saying something to the bartender and then to her friend, and I'm like, you can have that cube, no problem at all. I'm done with my drink. And she's like, oh yeah, like gave me this like weird look, and I was like, that's
weird. So weird.
It's very weird to do. Yeah, I just like watched her walk over to my drink and just take out the cube. So sorry, you just reminded me of that story.
That's hilarious.
So yeah. Anyways, so so this story, it's a little long, not too long, but I definitely told this on my old podcast, Excess Press. It's definitely been a long time since I shared it, but I'll share it again. So in, I think it was 2018, my wife and I, we were online for Test Track, and we were in the regular queue. And if you're familiar with the Test Track queue, you get to a point in the line where a cast member places you on a number for the design studio. Now, my wife and I, the cast member cut us off literally right before we were about to enter that room. So we were first for the next group to get put on a number. So we were seeing all the people in front of us. So what happened was, I see this one cast member getting grief, like just from this other guest. Because if you ever walk into that room, the cast members are kind of quick with how they say numbers. They're like, okay, 3-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 1-on-4, like, so you know how things can get kind of like jumbled up because they're telling you how many people can go on a spot per design studio. So I'm standing there, and this woman is just giving this cast member grief because the woman just didn't understand like how many people should be on which number and stuff like that. And the guy's trying to explain. He's like, oh, I need two on two or three on three, however he's trying to explain it. And she's giving a grief. And all I can hear her say is at the very end, well, that's just stupid. Like in a very just kind of like mean tone to the cast member. And the cast member just like, I'm looking at this guy, I'm like, man, I feel bad. So he walks away. And then as, you know, we have to wait until the next rooms clear out for then those people on numbers to go into the design studios. So I see the cast members just kind of chatting amongst themselves. And I see like the guy like clearly telling his other cast member friends like what just happened. So those people now that were on the numbers, they now go into the design studio and we're getting placed on numbers. So the guy who was getting grief placed my wife and I on numbers. And as he's doing it, I turn to him and I'm like, well, that's just stupid. And he got like the biggest laugh out of it because he knew exactly like what I was doing. I was mocking the woman that was giving him grief. So my wife and I, we were literally the first people to get placed on a number. And, you know, we wait till that entire room gets filled in. Now, as we're waiting, the cast member comes back around and he hands us rider swap passes to go on test track again. So instead of having to wait in the line, he just like, here, you guys can have this. He gave me a good laugh. So he just gave us, because of that, just rider swap passes. So we were able to just, you know, hop on test track again, go through the fast pass line. So I just thought that was like a really fun story. But the next cool part about it was, my wife and I, it was like 3 or 4 p.m. We were getting kind of tired. We were in America waiting online to get some food. And my wife and I, we started chatting up. My wife loves talking to other people. So we ended up chatting. We started chatting up a family, a husband and wife and their daughter. Very excited to be there. Daughter was probably in like her teens or whatever. And so, you know, my wife turns to me and was like, hey, do you really want to go in fast pass again? Because the rider swap was only up to 3 people. You could take at least 3 people. So my wife and I was like, hey, do you want to give them our pass for test track? And I was like, yeah, sure. So we ended up giving them our fast passes. And they were like extremely grateful for that. And then there was a mistake with the food at the food booth. And I ended up getting an extra sandwich. So it was like, oh, look at that. Some good karma coming my way. Get some, give away the free rider swap tickets and get a free sandwich.
Nice.
So, yeah. That's one of my favorite stories just from Disney. So.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. I know. I remember hearing that story before, but it's still, I don't know. It warms my heart. That's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always fun.
And then the other one, really quick one, that same trip. So like a day or so later, our good friends had met us. We went to Hollywood Studios one day and we got there like late, like we got there at like noon. So we're entering the park. There's no one there. I should say there's no one at the entrance when we walk in. So all the cast members are like, oh, come over here. Come to our line. Like, come and tap in over here. So we tap in and they were really, you know, they were so super excited. And then I went like, oh, this is our, my one friend, this is her first time ever coming to Hollywood Studios. They're like, oh, really? That's awesome. Here's some fast passes. So they gave us like fast passes for any attraction. And we ended up using it for Rock and Roller Coaster. So
nice.
It was I was like, oh. Yeah, so it was like two times in one trip we got like free fast passes. So
yeah, that was the greatest thing about paper fast passes, or even just like fast pass in general, is you could just hand out those little fast pass tickets, and they made they're the easiest thing, and they made such a fun magical moment. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't listeners. Let me know. Has anything happened like that recently with like Genie Plus? Send me some of your stories. I'll share them out here. If you have any fun, like, you know, pixie dust, any like upgrades or any fun surprises that like Katie and I have gotten. I would love to hear your stories, especially like if you've gotten some free fast passes recently, because I know what happens like if a ride breaks down, mm-hmm. like you'll get a fast pass, but like something that like when a ride doesn't break down, like,
yeah,
you know,
like as like a magical moment.
Yes.
Instead of just to make up for something that was missed.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 Magical moments. One of my favorite questions when I did the old podcast, when I did XS Press and I interviewed cast members, I always love asking, like, were you able to create like any magical moments? And I used to always love listening to those stories.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. That was always fun. So, and if you don't know, Katie and I, if you're new to listening to this podcast, Katie and I, we've actually never met before.
Nope.
We've met because I interviewed her when I did cast member interviews on mm-hmm. XS Press podcast.
And I was just so good at being interviewed that he had to have me as his co-host.
Honestly, that's not a joke. Yeah, that's like you, when I talked with you, you just were so energetic and fun. And I'm like, damn, I need a co-host. Katie, come on out. So.
I know, it was fun because at first it was just like a random episodes like, oh, come talk about the food and wine menus with me, or come do this special episode about this with me.
Yeah.
But then it turned into, well, hey, what are you doing every Saturday morning at like 9 a.m.? Do you want to record a podcast?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it, because right after we recorded, I think they released like some really big Star Wars mm-hmm. Galaxy's Edge news. And I'm like, I need someone to talk about this with. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't like talk to my own. And that's when I was like, Katie, like, come and talk. And then, yeah, that's how it turned into
and
that.
And here so. We are, what, 5 years later?
Something like I started that podcast started 2018. Yeah, so, summer yeah. 2018 in July of 2018. Yeah, so it's been four years now. Yeah,
so fun. Look how far we've come.
I know.
Still look haven't met in person.
Yeah.
Just talk to you every single day. It's fine.
Yeah. all right. Well, that's it for this episode. Now, remember, next week there will not be an episode. I will be on vacation, so you'll see one in 2 weeks. So watch, all the big news is going to break. You know, like I swear.
That's always how it happens.
Like if they announce Tron next week, I don't know. I might do like an emergency session. So
I don't think they're going to announce Tron, but hey, you never know.
I don't know. Yeah, I doubt it. But anyways, so. All right, well, Katie, where can we find you?
Oh, man, you guys come hang out with me on Instagram. I am at MagicallyMootsy, and then on Parksnacker, at Parksnacker. On Parksnacker. I need to go to bed. I'm yeah, on Parksnacker, at MagicallyMootsy as well.
Perfect. Yeah, you can find me on Parksnacker, at ParksnackerMatt. I actually just created my Food and Wine 2022 list today, so if you go to my profile... you go to my lists, you'll see the list I created for what I am looking forward to for the upcoming Food and Wine Festival. So keep a lookout for that. And then, you know, make sure you download the app Parksnacker. Go to parksnacker.com. You can get all of our social media links over there. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, all the good stuff over there. So make sure you follow and subscribe. And actually, I got to start saying this. Guys, if you can, please rate and review the app.
Ooh, yes.
Not just the app, but also the Parksnacker pod. Rate the podcast. But also, if you can, rate the Parksnacker app on iOS and Android. That'll really, like, help us out if you do that. That would be fantastic. So help us out over there. So... All right. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I am off. I'm going to be drinking some beer, some wine, some spritzers, and kicking my feet up, you know?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What can I say? You only go to a lake every other weekend.
I know.
So.
I know.
All right, Katie. Until next time.
All right. Bye.